Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and get started. The first thing that we will need is for the board members to make a motion to elect a temporary chair to open the meeting. And you know, if you want to go with whom you were considering, or it's fine to pick whoever for this part.
Right side.
Hello. I move that we nominate or grant temporary chairmanship to Mr. Davies Russell. Pardon the pronunciation.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
And yes.
Yes.
Do you identify yourself as you vote, please?
Miranda Lumpkin Lotson, yay.
Jane Coslick, yes.
Melissa Kendrick, yes.
Ken Odermatt, yes.
John LaRude, yes.
Okay. Good point.
All right, we'd like to welcome you to the November 1st, 2023 meeting of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission.
Thank you. We'd like to welcome you to the November 1st, 2023 meeting of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of this commission is to promote the educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the unincorporated areas of Chatham County. This commission is appointed by the Board of Commissioners and is not affiliated with any for-profit or non-profit organizations. Development standards as set forth in the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance and visual compatibility factors and design standards developed for each district of the property as set forth in each district or property zoning's ordinance are used by the commission to determine the compatibility of proposed changes and new development. Visible from the public right away, which includes streets, lanes, and sidewalks within the districts or properties. The commission cannot consider a criteria not specifically identified within the ordinances, items such as land use, landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, impact on property values, and interior arrangement of structures are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in the issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis of any decision. Please turn off any cell phones. And I keep reading. Okay, members of the commission receive an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of projects. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Commissioners, were any projects not posted properly posted this month?
No.
I don't think there were any.
Right.
So, all right.
We're good to go here.
Oh, yeah, so for that, before we move forward, we do need another motion to move item number 4 for the nominating committee to present their nominations for chair and vice chair and to elect an official chair so that a vote can be taken for the next items. If someone wanted to make that motion.
Yes, good afternoon again. My name is Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson. On behalf of the nominating committee, I nominate Dave Russell as chair of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission and myself, Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, as vice chair.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All right. I'm sorry, who was the second? Please state your name.
Ken Odermatt.
All right, you want to start the vote down?
Those in favor, say aye.
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 And do we need a name with each
yes.
aye? Okay. Dej Russell, aye.
John, aye.
Ken Odermatt, aye.
Melissa Kendrick, aye.
Jane Kozlik, aye.
Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, aye.
All right, congrats.
Okay, these agenda items have been found by the preservation professional to be in accordance with the visual compatibility factors and standards and have apparent consensus with no known objections from the public. Is there any member of the public or a commission member who wishes to remove an item from the consent agenda to the regular agenda?
Looks like we do not have any consent items this time on this agenda.
All right, so is there a motion for approval of the revised consent agenda? Is that?
I don't think you'll have to do that one. You can skip to the adoption of the agenda.
Is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
Good afternoon, Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson. I move that we accept the agenda for today's meeting, November 1st, 2023.
Second.
Name.
Oh, excuse me, Ken Odermatt.
All right. And if y'all want to just go one at a time and vote.
All those in favor say aye with their name after saying aye.
Aye, John Lee.
Aye, Jane Kozlik.
Aye, Ken Odermatt.
Aye, Melissa Kendrick.
Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, yes.
Gert Norrell, aye.
All right, minutes from the previous agenda are attached, from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? And if there are no such additions or corrections, then may I have a motion to approve the minute?
I move that we accept the minutes from the September 6, 2023 meeting.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Second that.
Thank
you.
My name? Sorry. Kurt Norrell.
All those in favor, say aye, followed by your name.
John LaRue, aye.
Ken Odermatt, aye.
Melissa Kendrick, aye.
Jane Kozlik, aye.
Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, aye.
Kurt Norrell, aye.
Dave Russell, aye. All right. There are no items listed under the continued agenda. So there are no items listed under the request for extension. So we get to the regular agenda. And applications that are submitted monthly appear on the regular agenda. Let's begin the regular agenda. Staff will present the application with a recommendation. The petitioner will then have the opportunity to respond to the recommendation. The commission asks that the petitioner limit their presentation to 10 minutes or less and only address items identified as inconsistent with the ordinance and questions raised by the commission. The public will then have the opportunity to comment, after which the petitioner may respond to public comment. The commissioner will then go into commissioner discussion, at which point no further testimony is received until specifically requested of and granted by the chair. We will structure commissioner discussion by calling on each commission member for two rounds of two-minute comments or less. Commissioner members are not required to comment. The first application is, and I am learning the ropes here a little bit. Okay. Just read that. Okay. Okay. The first application is text amendment packet. The first application is text amendment viewshed definition Z-1023-000416.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the application. So this is to add a viewshed, a definition of what a viewshed is to the Chatham County Historic Preservation Ordinance. So just to give a little background about why we're putting this before you today, when staff was working on updating the ordinance during the recertification of our certified local government status, it was at that time that, you know, talking about what could be added and maybe make things a little more clear, updated, viewshed was incorporated into that draft. So in order to make that accepted into the draft, we first presented this to the County Board of County Commissioners on April 14th of 2023 as a first reading, that went back on May 12th to the commissioners for the second reading. Some revisions of the entire ordinance were approved, but they struck the viewshed definition to allow further staff review. At that time, staff created another revision, but the Preservation Commission had not been reestablished yet. So June 9th, that was when the board appointed the new CCHPC members. And then on August 25th of this year at the County Commissioners meeting, there was a first reading of the new revised viewshed definition. So that was also not, it was struck. It was not voted on. So essentially what we've done now that we have the board established is to provide the viewshed definition that we would like to, that staff will recommend that the board recommends to the Board of County Commissioners to accept this as part of the ordinance. So staff identified the need to define viewsheds, specifically scenic viewsheds within historic districts. Protected viewsheds allow for unobstructed sight lines of historic, cultural, archaeological, and/or natural resources to maintain a sense of place within a designated historic district. Scenic viewsheds with historically or culturally significant examples include historic structures, tree canopies, scenic byways, and scenic waterways. There's no existing section in the standard zoning district regulations that specifically addresses viewsheds and their protection. The lack of a clear definition leaves historic and cultural resources within designated historic districts susceptible to obstruction due to new construction projects that may interfere with the viewshed of a particular area. Viewsheds should be protected as they are an integral part of the character, sense of place, and natural beauty of the county, contributing to the integrity of historically and culturally significant sites that help tell the story of a place. Also, the current definition of resources, as seen in Section 3502 of the ordinance, does not include viewsheds within the definition. Therefore, staff finds it beneficial to include this. So, that is seen with what's proposed here in bold. What's currently in there is just regular font, so it's just literally adding viewshed and then adding the definition, the proposed definition that is our current version of this. So with that, staff recommends approval of the proposed amendment to the Chatham County Historic Preservation Ordinance in Section 3-502 definitions to include the definition of viewshed. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Are there any questions for the staff?
This is more of an informational question. So according to the text, it's
limited to areas that are generally adjacent to and visible from designated corridors defined in section 4-12 of the environmental overlay section. So as I understand that, that section is specific to a list of streets as defined in 4-12. Is that what your intention is, to limit this just to those areas?
It's just the areas that, yeah, are defined. There, it could be a historic district, you know, streets within that district or corridor that are already established or that will be in the future.
And those corridors are defined by the roads? And forgive me if I'm asking a stupid question, because I'm new to looking at that, because that corridor is designated roads for purposes of that section. So I wondered if you wanted to limit it to just to those areas, or if I'm reading that wrong, which is entirely possible.
I mean, I think it's definitely like along the roadways, but there can be, there can be waterways and other areas too.
And this
the boundary, the... like wherever the boundary falls within.
Okay. Within the currently designated historic districts.
Yeah.
Okay. I also wanted to just say, my apologies to everybody here for my grossly overestimating my parking skills. So I'm sorry for being late for that. That's really the only question I had, was whether it was strictly you wanted it related to those sections in 4-12. And this also, I have a question of information. Since we're making a correction to the, or an addition to the provision, if there are other typos, is this a bad time to bring that up? Because there's a typo on the first page of the Historic Preservation Ordinance under section 3-502, cultural landscapes underneath that. There's a typo. I wondered if this is the time to fix that.
We could certainly take note of it.
Because you have a list under cultural landscape. You have, it says, state of Georgia or region for one of the, or more of the following reasons. And then you have A, and you give the first reason, and then the second reason isn't listed as B, it's just listed.
Where was this?
This is on the first page of the Historic Preservation Ordinance. Oh. Under cultural landscapes. It looks like it should be A and then B.
And those are matters that we can address when we get to that item on the agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there any other questions for the staff?
Just to confirm that the definition as shown today is consistent with what we were provided written in red in our manual.
It has been, it's somewhat changed from that time, in the time from our last meeting, and now there were just, I believe, some slight revisions that included what the county attorney wanted included, and then just what staff with that kind of felt like there was a few missing elements. So it is slightly different, but not completely. But this is just the most revised version.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions for the staff?
Yes, one more question. Could you explain why the viewshed protection is only applicable to new structures?
I think there was an idea of not having people feel like they were going to be grandfathered into something if they had something existing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions? With no further questions, will the petitioner please come forward and state your name for the record?
So staff actually was the petitioner at this. So we can go ahead and open it to the public comment.
Are there any members of the public that would like to comment? Please.
My name is Ardith Wood. I'm chair of Scenic Chatham. You remind me when you talk about, is it just from the streets, that at Mount Vernon, Washington's home, they had a concern about what they would see across the Potomac. And there was a concern about the viewshed. And as you probably know, they did protect it. Or New York City looking at the Palisades. So it's, I would hope, not just from streets, but it might concern other places as well. A few years ago, I visited Salt Lake City with a skyline rather like many other cities. What makes it unique and beautiful is that the backdrop is the Wasatch Wasatch, I hope I'm saying that right, mountains to the east and north, and the Ochre Mountains to the west. How we perceive this famous, these famous peaks from the city's valley floor is through what is called viewsheds. Sadly, the ones in Salt Lake are sprinkled with large, ugly signage that corrupts the setting's beauty. Viewsheds are key to making places lovely. We experience that same mar on beauty every time we drive over the Wilmington Bridge. While to the south is the little village of Thunderbolt, at the edge of a vast panorama of water and sky, to the north, the view is interrupted by a giant billboard telling us to eat at McDonald's. As long ago as 1836, Ralph Waldo Emerson made note of viewsheds. Said he, quote, "The charming landscape I see this morning is indelibly made up of some 20 or 30 farms. Miller owns this field, Locke's that, and Manning the woodland beyond, but none of them own the landscape, that which belongs to no one man, but to all is the view. So please identify and protect our views. Thank you."
Thank you very much for that public, for that comment. Are there any other comments that would like to be made? Please introduce yourself and who you are representing, if anybody.
My name is Ryan Charles. I'm Director of Preservation for Historic Savannah Foundation. HSF just wanted to state that we fully support the proposed amendment, and we believe it is a significant step towards furthering protections of not only the built environment, but also our natural environment, which sometimes we forget about. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other public comments?
Hi, my name is George Millman. I'm here on behalf of TPG Marina, Isle of Hope LLC, which is the owner of the Isle of Hope Marina. I'm also a resident of unincorporated Chatham County who does care about viewsheds. But I am here on behalf of my client to register opposition to the establishment of viewshed protections as written in the revised amendment. What's noted in the packet is that the County Commission met on this matter on September 8th, 2023, which was less than 2 months ago, when Mr. Willoughby presented this amendment for the first time. And the response of the County Commission was this, and I'm quoting from the transcript. Commissioner Farrell said, I'll make a motion to approve the VPD amendment to the new zoning ordinance, to which Chairman Ellis responded, "Do we have a second? No second? It dies. We move on. It dies." Now, here we are before this committee again with a revised amendment that, as far as I can tell, clarifies or edifies all of us that view sheds are adjacent to and visible from designated corridors as defined by NUZO Section 412. That's change number one. Change number two was to substitute a pedestrian sight line for a motorist sight line. And the third change was apparently to add the word A to the second to last sentence. So I would argue that this is essentially the same viewshed protection amendment as failed to even reach the vote of the County Commission less than 2 months ago. We're about to put forward an amendment that is essentially exactly the same. I'm not certain how this will be received, but I don't know how you go from not even receiving a second to obtaining 5 out of 9 votes of the County Commission for approval, but that's not particularly my concern. My concern is to make this commission understand that the driving force behind this is the sponsors of an Isle of Hope Historic District that was proposed 1 year ago, that was completely arbitrarily drawn and tried to be railroaded through by Mr. Willoughby and other selected property owners in Isle of Hope. This is the same tiger with different stripes. This is the same sponsor of the bill. The goal is to hamper and obstruct my client, who's the only commercial establishment in the Isle of Hope Historic District, in the Isle of Hope area, from a lot of fears that are essentially paranoias. But it's certainly targeted towards my client. My client has no particular objection to view sheds. However, the way this amendment is written, it's overly broad. It's still vague. We are, you know, we're still, it's not the result of a groundswell of any public opinion. This is driven by Iowa Historic District, who's now back with their third attempt to establish that select historic district. This makes every property owner within a pedestrian's line of sight forbidden from altering existing structures or building new ones. I don't have to inform anyone in this committee that we live in a coastal county. Sight lines here go on for miles and miles and miles. Some of the roads that are defined as corridors under 412, NUZO 412, include Bewley, Bluff Road on Isle of Hope, Highway 80, and Wall Tower. That puts essentially all structures within any sight lines of those roads under and subject to any property owner who must petition to either, well, I guess new structures would be totally forbidden, but in order to modify an existing structure, they would have to essentially go back through and get a variance from MPC. I can't even encompass or encapsulate how many structures that would affect, how many property owners that would affect, both private and commercial, given the sight lines in this county. We just would like to say as a concluding, statement that this does represent the third attempt to circumvent public sentiment and now the county commission to establish very arbitrary restrictions on my client, who's again the owners of Isle of Hope Marina. Buying through this process, Mr. Willoughby, who's here today, has circumvented the notice provision to any affected property owners in the area. I myself found out about this by happenstance 3 hours ago. It's why I have to apologize for not appearing in a suit and a tie. I didn't have time to go home and obtain one. So, but I can tell you that any Isle of Hope Bluff Drive owner who opposed the historic district is completely unaware of this viewshed protection amendment being put forth by Mr. Willoughby because they're not required to give notice. So it's the second attempt at an end around against the sentiment of many of the property owners within that area. And we would ask the Historic Preservation Commission to recognize it for what it is, regardless of its sponsorship by MPC. And we anticipate that it will be met with the same response as was met Mr. Willoughby at the September 8th, 2023 County Commission meeting. So I'm unsure how we get from the lack of a second to even put the vote on the table to a majority of the county commission's owners. And with that, I'll conclude. Unless there are any questions of me.
Thank you very much for your comment. Are there any questions for the public comment? All right. Thank you very much. Would the petitioner like to respond to the public comment? I'm sorry, there was a board member that had their hand up that I didn't see, and I apologize for that.
I just Jane Koslick.
Yes.
I just want to clarify that I live in a commercial building on Isle of Hope, the old general store. That is the only other commercial property at Isle of Hope. So it's not, the marina is not just the only place that's commercially zoned.
My apologies.
You forgot.
Are there any other public comments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Northup. I'm an attorney with law firm Bowen Falligan, and I am here representing the Isle of Hope Historical Association. But I do think I need to, before I even give you any comments on the matter that's at hand, I think I need to clarify a few things that Mr. Milmine said that just are not correct. The first thing is we are here in support of the MPC staff's proposed text amendment. This is not something that was proposed by the Isle of Hope Historical Association. It's not an attempt to circumvent public sentiment in any way, shape, or form. The petitioner here is the MPC staff. Okay, we could have presented this if we wanted to. We didn't. Now, we are here in support of the MPC staff's petition. We think it's a great thing. But I just wanted to make that clear. This is not, and I will admit that the Isle of Hope Historical Association has been very involved in trying to advance its efforts regarding a historical designation for part of Isle of Hope. This petition at hand today doesn't have anything to do with that. What this has to do with is looking at the ordinance, the historic preservation ordinance, and adding a definition that is another resource that can be protected by this commission and ultimately by the Chatham County Commission. And that resource is a viewshed. And I'll get to that, the definition in a minute, because I think we can look at the definition. But the other thing that Mr. Milmine said that was incorrect is that he said, this is basically just the same definition that was advanced previously, and that he was correct. It didn't get a second the last time it was in front of the Chatham County Commission. Not true. This definition is very different. And if you actually took time to read the definition closely, you could see that there are two very different criteria here. And I think, you know, and I can't speak for the petitioner, but I think that Mr. Milmine, on behalf of his client, had made some comments when this had come before the Chatham County Commission previously. And I think that the gist, without trying to put words in his mouth, I think the gist of a lot of his comments were that he felt like, and his client felt like, the wording of the definition of viewshed that was then proposed was too vague. It was overly broad. So my understanding is the MPC staff came back and they said, you know what, we're going to add a few criteria here that make it less vague. We don't want this to be something that's not enforceable. We don't want it to be something that the Chatham County Commission or this commission argues about for hours on end because they can't figure out what the definition means. That said, they want to have a definition that encompasses enough that we can put our finger on it. We can say, okay, now we understand what this term viewshed means. So let me just walk you through really quickly what these two criteria were that were added to the previous definition. The first is that it is tied to a designated corridor. And Mr. Norrell, it was a very good question that you asked about, does that corridor necessarily mean the roadway? My interpretation of it is that it actually does include the roadway, because later on in the definition, it talks about measured from multiple points along the roadway. And so you're correct that the different areas that are these designated corridors under section 412 of NUZO are all different roads that are in within these overlays. You've got Brian Woods Road. You do have Highway 80. You do have Pinpoint Road. There are a lot of different roads that are out there. But the important part to look at is that's the first limiting criteria. The first is it's got to be one of these designated corridors, these designated roads. But the second one, which I think Mr. Milmine overlooked, is that it also has to be within a designated historic district. That's a big criterion, because that limits even further where you're going to have these areas that are designated as, okay, we can look and we can try to measure a viewshed from this point. If it's not within a historic district, it can't qualify as a viewshed. And I think that was the intent. Again, I don't want to speak for the MPC staff, but I think they were trying to put some limiting principles on that definition so it would not be too broad. And I think that's what they've done here. So if you look at the environmental overlay districts, you've got several roads in there. But to Mr. Milmine's comment, we're not talking about Highway 80. I don't think Highway 80 is within a designated historic district. I could be wrong. But we've got federal historic districts, and we've got the ability to create state historic districts. And that's what we're talking about. So we do want to protect viewsheds. The only other thing I'll say is with regard to this being about Isle of Hope and an end run around notice provisions and all of that, this isn't about Isle of Hope. It is in part about Isle of Hope, certainly. This is about Chatham County. This is about amending the ordinance so that you guys and the Chatham County Commission have another resource that you can protect. And the whole reason that you do it, and I think the MPC staff said this nicely, the whole reason that you do it is because you want to be able to create, it's using unique situations regarding views and vistas that are not adequately covered by standard zoning district regulations. If you have something that's protectable and that is worth protecting in this area, why not at least have a definition that allows you to do so? That's what this meeting is about. If we want to
if we want to incorporate view sheds into an Isle of Hope Historic District at a later date, we can have that fight later. That's not what we're addressing today. Now, this term view shed has actually been used in a lot of different places. It's actually been contemplated by different communities around the state and around the country. The one that I looked at most recently was this regional plan of coastal Georgia that was done back as far back as 2017. But it's a pretty big document. It's about a 100-page document. And what it is it was funded by the Georgia Department of Community Affairs. It was the collaborative effort of 10 coastal Georgia counties, and it was a recommendatory document that basically said we're trying to empower sustainable development throughout the coast. It was something that was aspirational, and I can tell you, and I can provide copies to anybody who would like one, the term viewshed appears again and again and again throughout that document. And it says viewsheds are just one of many things that we would like to protect. So in sum, I hope that I've made clear to this commission that we're here in full support of the MPC's text amendment. We'd like to give the ordinance and you guys another resource that you can protect. This is not an end around or an attempt to evade or do something contrary to public sentiment. On the contrary, we think this is actually something that the public would be for. I can't imagine anybody would be against giving this commission and the county commission another tool in its toolbox. With that, I'll answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions for the comment? Please.
I have a question. So looking at the designated roads, and maybe I'm overly focused on that,
mm-hmm.
I have to admit I'm not familiar with all of these roads exactly where they are. I know a lot of them are, but so Skidaway Road, for instance, is only between Sandfly and the Isle of Hope and not on the Isle of Hope. Do any of these roads actually go through the Isle of Hope region that your group represents?
Well, my group doesn't have a particular territory that represents it. Is okay. Isle of Hope. You know, Isle of Hope is a national historic district. And
okay. To
be honest, I don't know precisely what the boundaries are of the national historic district. My guess, and this is just a guess, is that it probably does come up, I would think, at least as far as Wormslow. It's Bluff, isn't it?
Okay.
And I can get you the definitions or the boundaries if you'd like them.
Thank you.
Yes, Ms. Coslin.
Actually, Skidaway Road changes names three times. People get so confused and they're lost out of the Isle of Hope all the time. They come, Skidaway Road turns into Parkersburg Road, not at a corner or anything. Then you go on down the road a little further and it becomes Cornice. So you don't even know where you are. You think you're on Skidaway Road, but so anyway, and the district does, you know, incorporate some of that, but not the road itself. All the houses that have been restored on that road are part of our historic houses. So,
thank you for those comments. Any other comments? Thank you very much. Would the petitioner like to respond to the public comments?
All right, just real quick, just to respond. This was an initiative started by staff when we were doing our CLG update for the ordinance, and this was in collaboration first with the State Historic Preservation Office. So that was really how it all started. Other changes that we needed to address by the state were some minor revisions. All of those were approved aside from the viewshed, which was what stuck out, but that's why we've kind of been working back and forth to try to come up with something that's specific enough that says, like, this literally is for historic districts. And just in those situations, as it says, regarding views and vistas that are not adequately covered by the standard zoning district regulations. So there another aspect of it was that this board had not been reactivated yet, so there hadn't been a chance for that. And we believe the county manager wanted the opportunity for the board to hear this and comment on it before it moved further. And also, I did not mention We did get a letter of support from the Georgia Trust for Historic Preservation, and a written letter of support from Historic Savannah Foundation, who we heard from earlier. But that is it.
Thank you very much. We'll now enter into commission discussion. At this time, all public debate is closed and no further comments will be accepted. I'm going to call on each commissioner two times to speak for 2 minutes or less. And I'll do this alphabetically according to the list of commission members. Jane Koslick. And please, even though I've called you by your name, identify yourself by your name before speaking. That's sort of a good general policy to always follow. Thank you.
Well, Jane Koslick, I'm new to this commission. I have a lot to learn. I've been a preservationist since I was 12. And and this is one of the things, the reasons I'm here is because all the definitions of all this make such a difference when it comes to making important decisions. So I'm not really knowledgeable in this because it's so new to me, but I know in the long run, this kind of stuff makes such a difference in the preservation world, which I've been involved with forever. So, and I believe it's important. And I also believe that Isle of Hope, although I lived there at the beach for 30 years, I just moved back to the Isle of Hope area, but I'm observing everything. And I just feel like that it's so many places in our county that need this protection that are historic and some that soon are to be historic. So anyway, I just think it's important. And I think the definition is good right here.
Thank you very much, Jane Koslick. Melissa B. Kendrick.
excuse me, Melissa Kendrick. As Jane said, this is something new for me. I certainly do believe it's important to make distinctions in these ordinances that are specific as we can be, while also, you know, being mindful of growth, as one of the speakers did get up and discuss. I personally think this is very well written. I think it does make the distinctions that are needed in the ordinance. I see nothing objectionable in it personally.
Thank you for that comment. Kurt Noel.
Kurt Norrell. It seems to me that this definition is addressing an identified gap that needs to be covered. Otherwise, there's probably more potential for confusion if we don't have that defined specifically. In my career, I've done viewshed analysis for historic districts in the past, and I know that preserving that viewshed can be an asset for the people who live in that community because it does contribute to the value of those properties, provided that it's not done in an overbearing manner. But I think the fact that we're defining it helps keep us from making mistakes that might go too far one way or the other. So I think it creates an asset and clears up confusion and seems to me a good step to take.
Thank you for that comment. John LaRude.
Yeah, I have a question for staff. So if this was enacted and say somebody did want to do new construction or the marina wanted to put up a sign, a safety sign or some kind of advertisement, what would be the mechanism for them to get it approved?
I think there would be other elements in the ordinance, like about signage, for instance, that would also apply. So there would be other factors, not just you should.
Okay, so they would have to come petition MPC and us? And
yes.
Okay, so there is a way, a mechanism for them to get things approved if need be, or obviously disapproved.
Yes.
Okay, that was my question. So I think the thing is well written, in my opinion.
Thank you for that comment. Marand Lumpkin-Lotson.
Yes, so the definition as provided by staff has been adequately reviewed by the county attorney and seems to address a void in the historic preservation ordinance overall. I have no further questions or concerns with the definition as provided to us today. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. Kenneth W. Odermatt.
Ken Odermatt.
I do agree that there needs to be a definition of what a watershed is. I think my concern is that it may be overly broad. I think that you do have to consider the property owners and really what they want to do with their properties. I think the definition of watershed, it has been reviewed by the county attorney. I'm not an attorney. But I say my concern is that it may be too broad, but those are just my comments. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment. And I am last in the alphabetical list of members of the commission. And I found the rephrasing of the particular section to be well done in terms of specifying the details that need to be specified. And I was taken with the various comments that have been made about the principles behind such a endeavor, the facts behind this particular endeavor, and the role of Chatham County as a whole that is important to consider, as well as historic districts within Chatham County. And so based on all of that, I think it seems like a very reasonable step forward into clarity about an opportunity for preservation. So that's my perspective. Thank you. We will now ask if any other commissioners would like to have another two-minute opportunity to speak. And I'm just going to take a hand count here to see if anyone would. Okay.
I think I
see Maron Lupkin-Lotson would like to make another two-minute comment.
Just a question to confirm. The county attorney has reviewed this language.
This was actually edited heavily by the county attorney. So our initial definition, he actually made some revisions to it. So this is heavily favoring his rewrite.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for that comment. Jane Kozlik?
No comment.
Nope. John LaRude?
Nope.
I do think it's important to note that the county attorney has gone over it in such great detail. And then I do think it's also really relevant that the county commission realized that the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission was not in an entity at the time that they were making a motion regarding this. And that the fact that we were not an active commission at that time, it would have been unseemly for them to have gone through and finished without our backing of the particular provision. So I think this makes perfect sense that it's come this way and that we've had the kind of follow through that needed to be done. So. So we will now entertain a motion.
I, John LaRude, motion to approve staff recommendations of the viewshed.
Is there any discussion on the motion? John, would you repeat that motion again?
Yep. I move to approve staff's recommendation of the viewshed definition.
Thank you. And all those in favor say aye, but please.
Sorry, we need a second, please. We need a second on the motion.
Let's have a second on that motion.
I second that motion.
Thank you.
Jane Kozlik.
Thank you, Jane Kozlik.
And may I now ask every member of the commission to say aye it individually in order from my left with their name stated first.
John LaRude, aye.
Ken Odermatt, aye.
Melissa Kendrick, aye.
Jen Koslick, aye.
Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, aye.
Kurt Norrell, aye.
Dave Drossel, aye. With the votes tallied, the motion has passed, and we can move on to further business.
That'll be number five, the update to the bylaws. It was mentioned at our last meeting that due to some of the changes of the commissioner's request to change the board from 5 members to 7 members, there was a few things that needed to change here, so I will just quickly go through which of these. So we're just, the red line copy here is just to show you what the changes are. So changing that from the 5 to 7 members. Removal of the staggered terms. That's something the commissioners decided to change it to, everybody serving the same 3-year term. And then page 4, there was just a slight clerical error where the numerical 2 was not included. And then the other change due to the increase in board members is that the quorum number also increased from 3 to 4. So those are the changes, the edits to the bylaws, just based on what's currently accurate now. We just needed to get a vote on that.
And also at this time, if there are any other changes that the board members see or errors, can you please make note of that so that we can make any corrections that are necessary?
My change was not to the bylaws, but to the historic preservation ordinance itself. Is that still something you want to address here or?
All right.
The only thing that we were going to address, we'll check that from the staff level. We'll go back and make that correction.
Yeah, I think there's going to have, this is Leah. I think there's going to have to be, we're going to have to go through the ordinance again with a fine tooth comb as it is. So please feel free to bring those to our attention and we'll keep a list.
And may I just do a red line copy just like this of the ordinance. So we'll do that for next time.
It's the editor in me. I apologize.
That's all right. That's why you need many eyes on it. So, all right.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if there are no further items to be addressed, then we can.
Oh, y'all still need to vote on the changes. These redlined edits for the bylaws.
All right. All of those in favor of the changes to the bylaws. I have a motion to accept the changes to the bylaws as noted by the red marks on the motion.
I make a motion we accept the changes.
I second. Miranda Lotz.
Melissa Kendrick, I make a motion we accept the changes.
Thank you. And the second?
Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, I second.
Thank you very much. With that motion in place, then may I have a list of those who are in favor of passing this, starting with my left?
John LaRude, aye.
Ken Odermatt, aye.
Melissa Kendrick, aye.
Jane Koslick, aye.
Miranda Lumpkin-Lotson, aye.
Kurt Norrell, aye.
Dave Drossel, aye.
With all members passing aye, then the motion passes.
Great, thank you.
Next order of business is noting the date for the next regular meeting. That is January 3rd, 2024. And if there is no further unfinished or new business, then is there a motion to adjourn?
So move.
Is there a second?
I second, Melissa Kendrick.
And with that, we adjourn. Thank you very much.